Well, welcome back in, everybody, to another Auto Remarketing Podcast. My name is Bill Zedaitz, and we're coming to you from the NADA convention in San Francisco. A lot of great products, services, and people at this year's event, and just a lot of energy around what's happening in the automotive industry. And as part of our podcast series, one of the things that we are aiming to do is to bring you the voices and the knowledge of key people in the industry. And we're really happy today to have Michael Cirillo. Many of you will recognize Michael's name. He is the host of the very popular Dealer Playbook podcast, and really, really happy to have Michael on board as well for Auto Remarketing Canada, coming back to Toronto March 19th and 20th. And Michael is going to be a part of that event. He's actually a part of what we new segment that we've developed for Auto Remarketing Canada called the Dealer Training Tuesday. And so we're excited about the content, and know it's going to be valuable for dealers and the industry as a whole, not just specifically to the franchise and independent body. So, Michael, good afternoon. Welcome. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Hey, man. Pleasure to meet you as well. Thanks for sitting down. Great to meet you in person. And I was just noticing your watch. Man, that is what is that? First of all,
it looks more impressive than it is. I can tell you that. Like many things about me, I can tell you that.
I was like, does he ride bikes? Is this a Harley thing? Is that beautiful? Anyways, yeah, pleasure to meet you, man.
You're a watch guy, I can tell. I mean,
I'm a bit of a watch guy. Not too much. This is kind of the be-all, end-all, like my Samsung, because it counts my steps.
I like it.
Right? Getting some steps this week in San Fran.
Right. Right? That's right, totally.
Yeah. Well, have you had a chance to enjoy yourself while you're out here, or has it all been business?
It's typically all business when I come to NADA, but it's so great to meet new faces such as yourself and get to shake hands and connect. And no, it's been a great show. Been fun.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear it. As I said, you know, many of you will recognize Michael's name, the Dealer Playbook podcast. Tremendous explosion in the popularity of that podcast, Michael, and certainly you will recognize his voice as you've listened to that over time. Tell us a little bit, Michael, how the Dealer Playbook podcast got started, because I know you have another business as well that kind of helped generate the idea, and it certainly has taken off. So congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, it's fun. A lot of people don't know that my first career was in the music industry. I'm a sound engineer by trade.
You're an A1?
Yep, that's right. That's right. And, you know, and I did everything in the studio from mixing, mastering to cutting up apples for the band, you know, like it was just doing the runner's job. And so my first love was always music and production and things of that nature. And I always wanted to find a way that I could marry those two. And so when the idea of a podcast came, actually prior to the Dealer Playbook, in, I want to say, 2011, I hosted probably 12 episodes of the Dealer Success Network. And
nice.
You know, things took off with the agency, and I was a one-man, you know, band trying to produce the podcast, and it fizzled from there. But it would always just kind of lingered in the back of my mind, like, how we need to do this. I've tried to eradicate from my being so hard the desire to help others, and I just can't. And so I felt like the podcast would be a cool way this day and age to get a message out. One that's positive, one that's helpful, one that can bring everybody into the same conversation, hearing the same information so that it's not, you know, the game of telephone. And to just say, hey, how can we improve and better the industry, those within it, to enrich and empower their lives? And so that's really been the mission of the DPB, and it's fun. It's been fun.
Yeah, well, again, congratulations on the success with it. I think that in hearing your answer to that question, it really resonates with me that in some ways we're in the same boat with that. You know, we're really excited, again, to have Michael joining us in March for Auto Remarketing Canada, Canada's used car conference. And Michael, I know that you may not have the full session notes put together, but I know you've thought about it somewhat in terms of what you might be bringing to this audience. in March. Can you share with us a little bit of what you're thinking about? And would love to kind of tease that out a little bit, because we certainly want the dealers listening to this podcast and to the dealer playbook as well to come out and have an opportunity to learn more, meet some new people, and improve their pre-owned operations.
Absolutely. So, I've been toying with some ideas, and I think what excites me the most is sharing some ideas about how dealers can future-proof their business model, especially with the impending doom of the self-driving car and, technologies like Carvana and the vending machine and autonomous vehicles and all these sorts of things, to tariffs and government legislation. How do we navigate all of this? And so I want to just dive deep into very practical ways that dealers can fortify their business in a way that meets consumer demands, in a way that's scalable, and in a way that demystifies, I think, a lot of the buzzwords and buzz topics like, disruption and AI and all of these different types of things, and just kind of dig into that a little bit to show dealers, hey, here's what you could do. Here's some actions you can take every day that will help you grow and scale regardless of all of these circumstances, right?
Well, part of that, I think, when we begin to kind of map out content and speakers and interest levels and those types of things with the event, one of the things that we always try to keep in mind is that the used car industry is relatively, it's a small industry, but it's also a very large industry. So you have different needs. The Scotia has a different need from a large franchise dealer group, has a different need from the independent dealer in Canada. And I know you have quite a bit of experience with all of those segments of the industry, but especially from the independent dealer side, the franchise dealer side. Tell us, I know this isn't, the dealer playbook isn't the only thing that you do, but tell us a little bit about the company that you're running now as well, that is designed and created really to come alongside and help other dealers get better at selling more cars.
Yeah, no, thank you. So Flex Dealer is a company we started back in 1998, and it actually stemmed from our family business, which was a car magazine called Auto RV World. And we published a bi-weekly magazine that had everything in it, from autos to marine to power sports and all those sorts of things. And then with the internet boom, we kind of followed suit, and we noticed the trend and made some transitions and set up our infrastructure in a way that we could naturally evolve into a digital agency. And so what we do is we're kind of the cleanup crew, in that we've had 20 to 25 years of compounding perhaps poor decisions made by somebody who turned over, who's no longer there, web tech not being set up properly. And so there's kind of two sides to the business. There's our MarTech side, our marketing technology side, where we've developed our own CMS, our own website technology and inventory services. But then there's the agency side, which excites me more, because I know that technology alone is not a differentiator. There's nothing different from a $2,500 website to a $499 website. And I would argue, especially if you look at companies like Squarespace, who are ever much more larger than what we see in our industry, who are selling $26 a month websites, who have every bit of technology and infrastructure that we have in this industry. So the agency side actually excites me a little bit more, because you get to see the twinkle in people's eyes when they go, ah, I get it. I did that and it works. We conversion optimized this and realized that it didn't matter. We didn't need to switch websites, and we could just stay, and we didn't have to deal with that headache. Absolutely. And so, we do a lot of work on everybody's platforms, but we also have our own platform that if clients want to look at, they can look at and work on that. And so it's a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Once again, you're listening to the voice of Michael Cirillo. Michael is the host of the very popular Dealer Playbook podcast, and also runs Flex Drive and does a great job with that, and helping dealers get better at selling more vehicles, new and used, from that side. We're excited to have Michael again at the Auto Remarketing Canada Conference, Canada's Used Car Conference, coming up March 19th and 20th. Michael will be on stage on part of our Dealer Training Tuesday on March 19th. And I hope you'll take a moment to check the website, arcanada.autoremarketing.com, and sign up. And Michael, hopefully some of your listeners will have a chance to come. We're going to arm you with some VIP invitations to have those guys come out guys and gals come out and be a part of that event. But again, thank you for the time, and we're looking forward to seeing you in March, and I know it's going to be a great presentation.
Bill, man, any time for you, seriously. It's been a pleasure. Great to meet you. I'm looking forward to the event. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I just love what you guys are doing with this and just spreading a positive message and helping dealers, you know, with practical things that are going to help them day in and day out. So mazel tov, my friend. Congrats.
Michael, thank you very much again. This is the Auto Remarketing Podcast. We're coming to you from today from the eBay Motors booth at NADA. And what a great event. A lot of dealers here this week in San Francisco looking to improve their operations across the board. So once again, the Auto Remarketing Podcast. Please join us for Auto Remarketing Canada, March 19th and 20th. This is Bill Zedites. We'll hope to see you next time right here on the Auto Remarketing Podcast.